720 WGN on the map. It is Dane in for Dave. And when you think of the map, you know, maybe it's a globe, right? Maybe the map is sort of rounded and it's got water on it and maybe different little land masses. And a guy who knows all of it is, of course, here as the visionary man, the guy behind Booze News. It's always in search of great stories and great spirits, calling us from Portugal, a place that is on the map, Hudson Lindenberger.
Hey, Dane, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I don't know what the weather is like there. Sometimes you're in, you know, where it's winter, where it's wherever we are is summer. Are we sort of on the same sort of equatorial base? I remember being there with you. It felt like it was summer.
Yeah, it's just lovely here right now. It's probably about mid-80s these days, mid-80s, dropping down to the low 60s in the evening. It's kind of wonderful, the weather is.
Well, not only is it wonderful, it is a great place. It's a place that's been and become a destination for so many people. Even in Chicago, there was never a direct flight from Chicago to Portugal. I was on that direct flight. You and I were part of that first press trip out there in Portugal. I'm sure because of the work that we did promoting it, has become just this huge destination. So you liked it so much that not only did you go back, but you and your wife bought a place there. You live there part of the year and, of course, visit a lot of spots.
Yeah, we have our condos in the southern Portugal region. And actually, where we're at just opened up last year. United Airlines just started flying direct flights from New York into this part. We're down south, and it's where the flights are coming into these days.
Is that the Algarve? Is that, I don't know if that's like the region where it's called. You know, is it sort of that sort of the Mediterranean-y kind of feel to it?
Yeah, we're down in the Algarve region, and it's kind of the region that is pretty well known in Europe as a vacation spot, especially with the people from the UK. But Americans don't really know much about it. They're just starting to discover it. Americans, when they come over, it tends to be more Porto and Lisbon. But it's a two-hour drive from Lisbon and right at the bottom of the country, and we're right next door to Spain.
Well, excited to be able to share it and get people more open to and familiar with what Portugal is. But Hudson, if you had to describe it as a place, as a destination for people to go, as far as Visitor and Tourism Bureau, Hudson, like how would you characterize it?
You know, the southern region of Portugal, it's a pretty great vacation spot. There's a lot of golf down here, a lot of sunshine. The weather is sunny over 300 days a year down in this part of Portugal, whereas northern Portugal tends to get rained on a lot. But southern Portugal, it's pretty warm. It's pretty lovely here in the summer. And it's just long stretches of pretty deserted, empty beaches with just a bunch of little bitty towns. Like, there's no huge metropolis here. You know, the biggest town here is Faro, where the airport comes into. And Faro, probably about 50,000 people, and that's a huge city for down here. Most of what this area is down here are just really great little towns and villages that are between 3,000 to 5,000 people max. It's just kind of a very laid back beach feel to it.
And I remember when we were there too, it was very user friendly for, I don't speak Portuguese, at least not very well. They were very accommodating, very friendly to Americans, and it seemed like language wasn't the barrier. People understood what you were saying.
You know, we've been living here long enough that we tried to pick up some Portuguese, and it's not an easy language to pick up. But the good news is because the Brits especially have been vacationing and coming down here for almost 100 years, everyone in southern Portugal speaks English. I mean, you attempt to even start speaking Portuguese, and they immediately switch to English. So most of Portugal is pretty good with the language, but southern Portugal, everyone speaks English down here. So you really don't have to know any Portuguese to get around.
You mentioned the beaches, and you mentioned the golf, and of course, we talk a little bit of food now and then. Of course, spirits is your expertise. And so before we let you go, what can people experience or expect on the food side?
You know, the food is a lot of really fresh seafood. They love their octopus down here. They do some pretty amazing jobs cooking up octopus. But everywhere you go down in this region, you'll find fresh seafood in every restaurant you go at, stuff that's usually been caught. Oftentimes, you can go into the stores and the fishermen have just unloaded their fish, so you eat a lot of really fresh seafood. You can get some really nice steaks down here if they have that. And Portugal, especially this time of the year, there's just a lot of amazing produce. At this time, the Algarve oranges are coming in, and they're just some of the most delicious oranges you'll ever have. Just fantastic.
Yeah, it's a game changer. You think you know orange juice, you don't know it until you've tried it there. It is something that they're proud of, and rightly so. And think about this. People know and love you for all that work in Forbes, and of course here at WGN, with booze news. And so when I think about that, is there any spirit or so that maybe highlighted on a future episode? You got the port wine. That's really kind of what people think of. What else is there?
You know what? Where my wife and I were getting ready to head up in a week. We're going to go into the interior of Portugal, right by the Spanish border, to a town called Évora that has Roman ruins in it and a bunch of medieval castles. It's supposed to be a really great town. It's also in the heart of the Alentejo region, which is really a hot up-and-coming wine region in Portugal and in Europe. Like, there's a bunch of really great reds and some fantastic whites that are popping up out of there. So we're going to really be excited to dive into some good wine and just really see what we can find. I'm super excited to have that along with some of their really famous black pork that they have up there. It should be pretty good. So I think you're going to hear pretty soon about the Alentejo wine region, which is starting to really catch people's attention.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. And Hudson, for Forbes, where can people find you? Just Google your very distinctive name.
Yep, just type in Hudson Lindenberger and Forbes and you'll pop up. Just type in Hudson Lindenberger. I'm pretty sure I'm still the only Hudson Lindenberger on the planet that's ever put anything on the internet, so I'm not that hard to find.
Oh, it's great. Like I said, we'll have links up for all of it. Enjoy the rest of the day, Hudson, and thanks so much for being part of On the Map.
There you know it. Hey, have a good one, and you guys have fun up there in Chicago.